Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Mike the Cabbie by the Sister E. Izawa, Oregon, USA. I know very little about Mike the Cabbie, really. I know he has his own family with grown kids and that his wife also works for the cab company. In my city, we typically do not hail cabs on the street, but instead call ahead and arrange for pickup. This is where Mike comes in. There are a lot of people out there who look for disadvantaged individuals, like my brother Jack, to manipulate, to cheat, and steal from. We've met several, but we've also met a few gems, like Mike. My brother has a form of drug-resistant epilepsy that leaves him unable to drive, coupled with a brain injury sustained 15 years ago that left him with no short-term memory. Independence is a key to maintaining a positive self-esteem, so while I would gladly drive him around, having to rely on your sister isn't exactly being independent. Thus, Jack came to an agreement with one of our local cab companies to have one particular driver take him wherever he needs to go, whether to simply run errands or drive 3 hours round trip to visit our mother. Mike's wife was on the cab company's side of the initial arrangements and felt her husband would be best suited for the job. She was so right. Mike started driving my brother late in 2002. He is quiet, unassuming, and someone who won't take no guff. He's got short gray hair, a neatly trimmed mustache, a ready smile, and a heart of gold. He's very quiet. I don't know what, if anything, he and my brother talk about when they're together, but I do know they have incorporated little things to help my brother on a daily basis. Jack once forgot to receive his ATM card and money from a bank ATM. Some kind soul turned it all into the bank. So now, every time he withdraws money and returns to the cab, they check that he has both card and cash safely stowed. Every time. Mike understood to make it a ritual of caring, not nagging. Jack grins when he tells me about this. More importantly, the few times a year Jack has to go to the hospital emergency room for epilepsy-related injuries, Mike and I communicate. I call immediate family, mom, dad, my husband, and I call Mike. Or vice versa if Mike took Jack to the hospital. The most recent time this happened, in July of 2005, Mike called me at home that evening to check on Jack. He didn't want to call my brother's house in case he was resting. Mike and his wife had been sick with concern for my brother's well-being. Mike doesn't have to do that, but that's just the kind of guy he is. We're lucky to have him in our lives.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.